I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The Democratic House debated about 90 amendments to the state's $28.6 billion budget. Lawmakers had hoped to pass the budget last week, but with so many amendments, a final vote is expected today. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, the bipartisan Joint Budget Committee will undo many of the changes that were made.
The House initially approved about 30 amendments to the bill, including funding incentives for the film industry. It was taken out when the budget was drafted, even though the governor supported it. Democratic Representative Javon Melton of Aurora sponsored a proposal to put part of that money back in.
People forget that the film industry and the television industry is more than just sets and actors, because it does bring in people into Colorado.
Republicans offered a number of proposals to cut overall state spending and shift that money to transportation. None passed, but Minority Leader Patrick Neville of Littleton says that wasn't the point.
It shows that we actually do have solutions, so I think, you know, we'll take that into the next election cycle and show the voters.
The bipartisan Joint Budget Committee will eventually reconcile any differences between the bills passed by both chambers. In the end, the budget will be stripped of most amendments. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Falcon School District 49 is mourning the loss of Administrator Dr. Julia Roark, who was killed over the weekend while riding her bicycle. Roark was riding her bicycle on Woodman Road with her husband and passed away from injuries sustained in a traffic accident. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.